I'll help you.
I want to get rid of the people that carry the books. Again, Yashar Koyach. Definitely the one who benefits most is always me. Preparation helps focus. The siyata deshmaya of such an olam helps a great deal. Over the summer, so I saw a pshat from Meshimshin Pinkus that answered a question that bothered me for a while in regard to Tisha B'Av. It talks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Mizmor Li'Osof, it talks about the Churban in that capital, and Meforshim explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his anger, so to speak, on Eitzim V'Anovim, and V'Avonim, on wood and on stone. And if you look at that wrong, it sounds like, you know, someone who's having a temper tantrum. And so instead of going ahead and, you know, beating somebody up, so in order to calm himself down, he goes and he breaks a couple of chairs, feels much better, and it's all okay. Just never quite understood that. If Shimshin says, you have to understand what the Beis HaMikdash did for us. So in Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Beis, the Sira Mishtaleach was a kapar l'chol Yisrael, and it says was mischaper al kol aveir shebetayra hakalos v'hachamuros, the lenient ones, the ones that were more chomer, stricter. Bein shi'aver bezadon, we did it on purpose. Bein shi'aver b'shkaga, where there was a mistake. Bein shahaydalo, bein shalohaydalo, you knew it, you didn't know it. Rambam there says, Ubuvad shi'os, husha osa tshuva. And then he says, Al imla osa tshuva. Ein asar miskaper lo, ela ala kalos. Still you'd get kapara for whatever that category of aveiras are that are called kalos. And he pretty much says, the only thing that's called chamuros are ones that have karis. So this sar hamishtaleach would get pushed off, and you'd get a kapara without tshuva. If you had tshuva, it would mamish wipe everything clean. That's why he brings out the Gemara in Yuma, and Lametes says it's called Har HaLevanon because it whitened people. But here was the problem. Brings in the Gemara in Chagiga, and the Gemara there says, Huka Raglecha Mebeis Reacha, you shouldn't come all the time to the Beis HaMikdash. You shouldn't be rogel to bring karbonos. So you explain, what's the problem there? It gives a mashal. Let's say you have a stockbroker. And he chapped all of a sudden that he heard some piece of information, and it's Shabbos, and he calls, I don't know exactly where the market was open on Shabbos, the mashal may have a shtickle shayla to it, but somewhere, Hong Kong, Chleis Nishvas. But Yontif doesn't work, okay. So he says, he calls up, and he calls his broker, and he makes it, says, buy me $50,000 worth of stock. And he hangs up the phone, he goes, oy vavoy, it's Shabbos. Taki got so lost, he forgot. And then he goes, and it made him a $500,000 profit. He has to bring a court machatas. So he goes, he buys a $10,000, best animal in the world, mamish, to bring his court machatas. Hitaka feels bad, he has charata, he goes, he does tshuva, he will be careful, he's not going to go ahead and make another mistake, chas v'sholem, on Shabbos again. He gives another $5,000 donation. Epis, he should have given meiser, but okay. He gives a $5,000 donation. So then he goes home. Sacha kol, he only makes a cheshbon. So it cost me $15,000. I'm up $485,000. And the instant kapara that they were receiving was really being ma'akiv them from a real tshuva. Because if you're going to the Beis HaMikdash all the time, and it's an automatic kapara, so it gets leichter by you. And Rav Shimshon over there says that the reason why the Beis HaMikdash, when he says Hashem took it out on Eitzim and Avonim, you have to get old, you got to be mature. So it's not a kinder, he's breaking something, venting his anger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't vent anger. It's like if your child is using his bicycle to keep riding in the street. And he won't listen and won't listen and won't listen. So you break the bicycle. You're not angry at the child, but that bicycle is going to get him killed. He can't use it, you break it, finished. You're older, we'll talk about it. We were using the Beis HaMikdash wrong. It was helping us slide into sin. And if it wasn't taken away, then we would have literally, he says, slid so far into it that it would have been terrible for Klal Yisrael. That's Pshat Eitzim Vavon. What it shows me clearly is, I guess, what we're missing. That automatic kapara. If you come halacha gimel, so he says, a bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim, ein lanu mizbeach kapara, ein sham el tshuv. So yes, we may have used that wrong, but that instant kapara is gone. What you have left now is the hard work. What you have left, ein lanu ela tshuv. The only thing we can do now is we have to do tshuv. Speaking to my Rebbe about Rosh Hashanah, so you know, he's talking about being mamlech. When you be mamlech, and we just came out of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, what that means is you're accepting Kodesh Baruch of the melech, but we tend to view that sometimes as, I'll do whatever the Torah says. He's a melech on that. So it's much more than that. Kodesh Baruch is the melech on the entire matzav of your life. Where you live, and where you work, and your wife, and your children, and their schools, and every challenge that you face, being mamlech is at every prat of what's going on in your life, that is your specific challenge. And you have to give yourself over into that challenge. And you're supposed to be working. And when you fail in that challenge, you need to do tshuva on that. So what's left for us is the hard work. But you shouldn't be miyayish. The Malachim, I want to tell you over a beautiful pshat from Rabbi Friend. Again, I always make sure that I will mention here at least two things I heard on a tape in my car. From the naches I get here is I've had a handful of people come over and tell me that they've bought, we'll call them MP3 players, I don't want to get into the iPod, Shiloh. And now, when they get into their car, they listen to Shurim. So that's part of my subliminal message here is I heard this from Rabbi Friend driving around. It's a beautiful vort from Rav Pam. Talks about when Shlomo HaMelech was doing Chanukas Abayas. Goes through, it's a huge perek Ches and Malachim Aleph. So Vayash Shlomo Veisa, he has a chag, B'kol Yisrael Imo, Kahal Godol, how big it was, and for Shivas Yom, and other Shivas Yom, and they didn't even have Yom Kippur that year. And it says, B'yom HaShmini Shilach Es Ha'am, V'yavorachu Es HaMelech, and V'yelchu Lo'ohaleim, they went back to their tents, Smeichim, V'tuvei Lev, happy and with a good heart. So there's a Yalkut Shimoni there, Kuf Tzadik Gimel, that says, what's each one of these things? They all lay and they went back to their tents. Everyone came home. They found the Noshim were Tahiru. Smeichim meant that they had been Nene Miziv Ashchina. The two they wave that all of the women became pregnant with Zacharim and they all had boys. So if Pam asked Akasha, he says, I don't understand, how do they know that, you have different ways to understand how Ohaleim meant the Nashim and Tuvei Lev, the children. Smechim is happy. How did you know? So the mice, they all went home. So some people, it took an hour, and some people it took two, and some people it took four, and some people a day, and some people a week. They all had to go home from Yerushalayim. How do you know that Smechim meant Ziv Ashchinim? So what he said is pshat, is you have to understand. It could only be Ziv Ashchinim. There is only one lasting happiness in the world. As Rabbi Francis says, no, we have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the Gantz America is running after this. They're missing the boat. The only real simcha is nenemiz v'shchina. The only real simcha is that closeness that you get to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what lasts. That's how Chazal knew that smeichim meant that, because it can't mean anything else. Because a good meal, and it goes through, let me tell you, they had Gantz fine, 120,000 sheep, and then I forgot how many tens of thousands of bakar. I mean, like, as when I said this over to Rabbi Pellet's Chevra over there, I called it the biggest tailgate party in the world that they were able to identify with. So there's plenty here what to be happy with in a gashmius way. But the only real simcha that you can possibly have is karvus l'kadosh baruch hu. So you need that also for your tshuva. A tshuva from pachad, if it's just fear, which is a madrega, but it doesn't last. It will last for a certain amount of time, and maybe sukkahs, if we get into it, will carry us. It's going to peter out. Because at some point, when the sword isn't on your neck, pachad goes away a little bit. And you're not so afraid. See, you have to understand that tshuva is far, far more than that. Tshuva is leading you to this simcha, to this nena mizu v'shchina. This is giving you the only real happiness you will ever experience in your life. If you want olam hazeh, I'm not talking olam haba. If you want olam hazeh, this is the ticket to olam hazeh. Which doesn't mean that we're not in trouble. I don't want to belittle where we're holding. The Sifsei Chaim, when he talks about, he goes through the tefillos. And again, for anyone who, I use the Hebrew side, but this is Sifsei Chaim, you can find also, Rinas Chaim is in English, and you will be nena greatly if you need to have something in English. There's so much out there. That's my second subliminal message for tonight. I'm trying to pack a lot into a very short amount of time. So there's so much out there, and that first, if Shimshon Pinkus is an English sefer on the 3 weeks. So he talks about what is Zachreinu L'Chaim. So Zachreinu L'Chaim, the first time you say it, is not talking about gashmius of this world. Zachreinu L'Chaim is a different din. Zachreinu L'Chaim is on whether you're going to be counted as a tzaddik or not. Are you from that group of people that a Kadosh Baruch Hu views as a tzaddik? Now, after you're a tzaddik, or chas v'shalom not, so then you have another din. So as a tzaddik, what will your din be? What are your set of challenges? What are the things you're going to have? If you're not, what might be placed in your way also? But this is a ruchnius din. Zochreinu l'chayim melech hafetz b'chayim means a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I am begging you, give me chayim, I need to be called one of your tzaddikim, that my mission in this world should be the mission of a tzaddik. This is nitzchius. This is not how much money you're going to make. That's besefer chayim, parnosa toiva, that's end of Shmon Esrei. Right here, avos, first thing, what's the most important is your nitzchius. Nimtza sheyesh v'rosh Hashanah shnei dinim, he says. Harishon kfias madregas ha'odam. What is your madrega? Hasheni is a chayim v'kabel meshach Hashanah, which you don't belittle. And, you know, parnos is important too. But the first thing you're davening for is your madrega. There's nothing more important than that. This is who you are. This is what you will be. What you will be forever. So I'm not trying to belittle that there isn't something that's very, very important here. It's a lot in the balance. But you have to come at it not just from pachat. You have to come at it from a little bit of a different, from a more mature angle. Can't just be you're afraid of a patch. Ephraim Katz told me over. Mistoma, I saw it. I think it's from Shimshon Pinkus' Sefer on Rosh Hashanah. I didn't try to look for it now. It's familiar, but he told me over that Rosh Shimshon Pinkus talks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu now uses what's called Midas Ha'aim. Right? We understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu from the various midos that he shows us. His different ways of doing things. What does it mean, the midah of a mother? The Kadosh Baruch Hu is dealing with us right now with midas ha'aim. So what it means is, I don't have this meaning, so I totally can't understand it. A mother is happy to change a child's diaper. To them, I absolutely don't get it. Just don't. But I've seen it. I know it's there. I've watched it. I've watched it with my wife. It's a simcha. A baby, you go, you change the baby. It's mamash like there's something by me. Mirat Hashem, she'll come as Eidi. I'll play with the baby. When it's time to change, I'll hand it off. But a mother's midah is this midah of cleaning up the child. And there's a simcha in cleaning up the child. We're meluchlach b'chet. We are. That's where we're holding. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking. He's looking mamish. That's what the time of year is for. Everything is focused, so it should be this way. May Rosh Hodata, right? That you say in the tefillas, a Kadosh Baruch Hu told you from the time of Adam Arishon. Hey, this is when Yom Adin is. There's no hiding anything. You have an Elul, and you get ready for Rosh Hashanah. And then you understand what it means to have a melech. And now that you know what it means to be a melech, now you got to figure out how you're supposed to do it right. And it's all put in such a way, mamash, the whole season is done in such a way so that we are able to achieve this kapara, because that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. There's such a love there. What he wants is midas ha'aim. He wants to clean us from being meluchlach b'chet. And yeah, there's a lot in the balance. But the judge is on your side. He's trying to give you every which way in which it will work. And if you look in Taimer Devarim, so it goes through the various, the first parak is something really kedai, frankly, for everybody to go through. And it goes to the midas of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, especially right in the beginning. First midah, Mikal Kamoicha, talks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu, Soivel Elbon, he has patience for the insults, Mashalo Yachileu Rayon, what your imagination can't even think of. Listen carefully. Hari ein dover nistar miashkachosa b'lisafik. There's no such thing that happens in this world, even an iota, that isn't a Kadosh Baruch Hu knowing about it. Va'od ein rega shlo yehaodem nizoin umiskay mikayach elyon. My very ability to hold the sefer, to talk, to be here, to stand, all of us in this room, to breathe. At every moment that we are existing, it's going to Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. He's giving us the kayach, the will, the life, the breath, the neshama to exist. Comes out, timsum. Shemi olam lochata adam negdo. It never happened that a person sinned against him. Shelo yehu ba'oyser rega mamish. At that exact time you're sinning, who is keeping you going? Imagine the midah of rachamim of what that is. As I'm feeding you, as I'm helping you live, as I'm giving you the kayach, you mamish, you turn around and you use it against me while I'm giving it to you. That's not a human either. That's the chesed. That's who we're talking about here. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu that's looking, that's midas ha'aim. That's all he wants is that he waits, because at some point you're going to do tshuva and you're going to see and you're going to come back and you're going to be nena mizev ha'shechina. And you're going to get that real happiness here in this life. You know, we talk about you find a lot with Rav Shach in his later years. I've seen it in a book or two, I've heard from people. And when people would come and they'd have a tzara, so Rav Shach would tell them one of the best schoolers that they could do is they should look inside when they bench. It's a huge school. And I've had it at different times. I don't know what my issue is, that I find it hard to do that. But you know it so well. And there's always 100,000 things to do. And you're really late already. And you have to leave. And somehow, it's hard to stop yourself, to open the bench, to sit, to read it inside, to try to tune everybody out. It's not easy. And I've had it in various years as a Kabbalah to talk and work on it. You feel a shtickle silly. It's like, here, Hashem's holding out a $1,000 bill. And I won't take it from you. And he's trying to give it to me. Oh, I'm not going to take it. He keeps trying to give it to me, and I'm not going to take it.
And I have to do tshuva on how stupid I am, but I won't pay the $1,000 bill. That's almost like what this is sometimes. You feel silly. Everything he's doing is he's trying to give us, to give us everything. So let's do, tell you over my second rabbi friend. Let's focus a little bit on Vidu. So he answered another kasha. Baruch Hashem, I get the best out of this because I answered three kashas that really bothered me. We just landed the Parshas Kisavu. We learned the parsha that's dealing with Bikurim, and there's something there that's called Vidoy Bikurim. That's what they call it. But listen to this Vidoy. Person's bringing his Bikurim. So can go through different times. You have to pick it up. The Kohen picks it up. V'yamarta lifnei Hashem elokecha, v'yarti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis. I took out all the kodesh, all the things that were supposed to brought from the house. V'gam nesati v'levi, I gave it to the levi, and to the ger, to yosma, I gave my tzedakah. K'chol mitzvoscha shir tzivisani, every mitzvah you told me to do. Lo avarti mi mitzvosecha, I didn't miss a single mitzvah. V'lo shachachti, you didn't forget a thing. Lo achalti ba'oini, adini as an oinin, lo biyati b'meni b'tomei, I wasn't tomei, lo nasati b'meni l'mei, shamati b'kol Hashem elokai, I listened to your voice, asisi k'chol Hashem tzivisani, I did everything you asked me to do. That's a vidui. That's not what I thought vidui is. That sounds to me like someone was walking in and saying, hey, I'm great God, bring it up. It's all good. No? Shkif mon kachacha, give me everything. It's okay, could be true. You did everything right, and that's part of what you're saying. How is this called Vidui Bikurim? Where in this entire Amira was there any Vidui? So a friend brings to Rav Soloveitchik a beautiful, beautiful thing. So you have to understand that there's really two parts to Vidui. The first part of Vidui, it's the classic Vidui that we understand. And it's the Vidui that we did something wrong. And you have to clap, you have to feel charata. And you have to go over it, we'll talk in a minute or two, why you're doing it so many times. That's the classic Vidui as we understand it. There's a second din in the Vidui. The second din in the Vidui is what I could be. Vidui is part of this cleansing. It's part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Midas Ha'Ein. It's part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu cleaning us up. And you have to know as part of your Vidui that if you did Shuva right, you're taka clean. You can reach and you should reach and you need to aspire and you have to shoot for. I did everything that you wanted me to do. Vidui is, can't get away from the classic Pashat Pshat. But there's a second din there. There's a second din of understanding in your Vidui where you're heading and what it could mean and what it brings you to.
Particularly us.
The Gemara
in Sanhedrin and Daf Chof ben Aleph says, famous Gemara, so Rabbi Sharfman actually brought this in, he was saying a shmooze to the high school right before Rosh Hashanah. Really very inspiring personally. And he said like this, the Gemara says, Sheker Achein Behevel HaYofi Isha Yiras Hashem Hiti Salel.
So Sheker Achein is a Dorosh of Moshe. So Sheker means it's false. The Chein, Motzah Chein by Midbar. That's the door of Moshe Rabbeinu is Sheker. Hevel Ayoifi, Yoifi, which is Yeshua, it's also. Who is Isha Yiras Hashem? That's the Dorosh of Yehuda by Rabbi Loi. That Shisha Miskasim Betalas Echad, six people using one talis. Rechaim Shmulevitz has a shmuz on this about they can't have six people using one talis unless each one's taka trying to cover the other one. If each one's trying to get his piece of the six, he wanted it with six talis. So that's what I always understood as classic pshat in this Gemara. I hadn't heard before what he said over from the Alter from Slobodka. He said, okay, that's a good word. But how could you call Moshe Rabbeinu Shaker? Now, how can you say that the Hevel Ayofi of Yeshua? You know what the Dordea was? The Lord talk about the Dordea that, you know, that metaphorically we could walk under their knees if their knees were up, because they're so much greater, so much greater. This is the door that came out of Etzrayim. This is the door that saw the Nisim. This is the door that ate Mun for 40 years. They sat in Kolel for 40 years. They ate Mun. They had the bear Miriam. Their clothing didn't go and didn't get bigger. Didn't rip anything. They had Anani Yaakovah. And Darsha Yeshua came into Klal Yisrael. And they fought a war by blowing a shofar, and the walls fall down. How could you tell me that this is? I understand you want to bring out the Mila Dorosh of Yudaberi Loy, that everyone has certain nachdus, and that's. But you call them Sheker and Hevel? What's pshat in Sheker and Hevel? So he said over from the Alders and Batka that Hagufa for the Dordea, it wasn't so hard. This doesn't mean they didn't, you know, you go through Chumash, there were periods where there were some issues in the Dordain. But to be a Fru Yid, and to do Torah Mitzvahs, and to sit in Kolel all day, wasn't very hard. Every morning you got up, and there was Mun outside. Why didn't people like the Mun? How can you not like the Mun? You don't have to go shopping. Your wife doesn't have to cook. You bring it in, it's all good. What could be wrong with Mun? I'll tell you what's wrong with Mun. Mun fell a shtickle according to your madriga. So if you walk out the next day and your mun's 10 feet farther, your neighbors take a look and go, a little farther than that, huh? How could you not be a Maimon? It's mamish, everything is coming to you that way. Dorosh Yeshua. Every battle in the entire conquering of Eretz Yisrael, they lost 18 people. They wiped out 31 kings. They lost 18 people. They never lost. The one time they lost was because of Achan. Finished. Then they went back and wiped that out. How could you not believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu? It's almost a little bit like why they talk and they say all the time, you have to know this in your heart. A Malach is called an Oimeg. Why is he called an Oimeg? Standing. Because a Malach is such a clear picture of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He can't do anything but Ratzon Hashem. You can't. You're not going to walk up to a burning hot stove and the coals are high, that the wire there is red hot. We have the electric stove down here. You're not going to put your hand on top of that. Adam is a holy. It's not so clear by us. We have to fight and scrap for everything we do. Every madrega that we have to pull for. So that's pshat. Sheker Achein v'Hevel Ayofi. Yes, the Dordea, you were nowhere near where they were. But fuck, it's a little bit of... It's not the door of Yehuda Bebi Loi. Where they did it all, Mitoich Anias. So Anias is Ma'avin, a person mean a das. Such Anias sometimes can make a person go out from being a Maimon. And this is a horrible, horrible Nisayim. And yet they still went and they learned like that. Like the door of Yehuda Bebi Loi. Doesn't mean they were as big as the door of Moshe Rabbeinu learning. They weren't. But Isha Yiras Hashem Hiti Salel. Oh, that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Rachmano Liba Boi. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants your effort. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that struggle. When you're mamlich and it's your whole family situation, everything you're doing and every challenge from the minute you wake up to the minute you go to sleep and you struggle with every piece, that's called being mamlich. That's what it means. That's what we're looking to do. And sometimes we feel when we're saying vidui. And it's hard. You have to get that vort into you that the vidui is not just the first din that we understand, but it's the second one of who you can be and what you can become and how great it is. But sometimes it's hard because we say it so many times. It's miman of shach. If it's something that you feel you have no shaychus to, I don't do this aveir. So you have to know there is something called a ravis. There is something we are responsible for each other. And when people are mechalo Shabbos, it's because in our Shabbos, even if we're not mechalo Shabbos, but we're not shomer Shabbos. We're not using Shabbos the way Shabbos is meant to be. And if we'd be using Shabbos the way Shabbos is meant to be, they wouldn't be mechalo Shabbos. What's more common by us than seeing something in the vidui that we say doesn't apply to us, that's not so easy to find. A little more common to us is we see things in the vidui that do apply to us. And then you feel a little bit the other way. I've been here last year, the year before. I've got a few more year befores than most of the people in the crowd here, the year before. And I'm back again. And that's hard. So you have to understand. It's not pshat that you didn't accomplish. If you really think good into it, there was a certain point where, you know, it was something that maybe was almost mutter to you. And as you work on it a little bit, it's not so mutter this time. And you tried a little harder, and maybe you fell, but your charat actually is a little bit bigger. Because this time I got a little farther, and it didn't work again. There's a little bit more of a deeper charat. And the hana that maybe you used to get, you get to a point where it doesn't even feel so good anymore. Because while you're saying over that juicy piece of Lashon Hara, you feel kind of guilty and it's not as fun anymore. So maybe you haven't gotten to the point where every prat of every vidui is where vidav sign, where it should be. But you shouldn't sell short what it means that you're a hoylech. And that piece by piece you're doing something. And it's hard sometimes when you do it. You have to divide it 10 times. It always bothered me, the singing. it gets me a little nervous. But maybe with this word also, when you realize that the point of the vidui is it cleanses you and you can reach your highest madrega. Taka what to sing about. You're walking out clean. You're walking out, you can shoot for Asisis Kachol Ashir to be sunny. I did everything you asked me to do. That's something to sing about. Your private Shmon Esrei, that's where maybe you need to concentrate more on the vidui that we're more used to. And you can't look at something small and not chap that something small really, really means. It's a Gemara that I'm sure everybody here has heard at one time or another in some Musar Shmuz dealing with the Yom Neroyim. You may want to say it again. Pause for a second, because again, when something has been said a few times, you get to where, you know, it gets a little too familiar. So Gemara in Kiddushin. Daf Mem Tesam Beis. The Gemara says, if a person, as he wants to marry a woman, says that I'm marrying you al menas she'ani tzadik. Find the exact lashon. Al menas she'ani tzadik. Person says, I'm marrying you on condition that I am a tzaddik. Afilu Rasha Gomer. You know this guy is an absolute Rasha. Mikudeshes. She's married. Shemahir tshuva believo, because maybe he was thinking about tshuva. I want to pause for a second. Because we read the Gemara. Okay. And we take it like a mitzvot. Open an Ebenezer. Go to Simon Lamed Ches. Find halacha, lamed aleph. Took the wrong way, I took a tour. All right. Maybe we'll find another sign one second. Oh. Baruch Hashem, saved by the new print. Look at that, they got a tour and a Shulchan Aruch in the same one. That's what we call siyata d'shmaya. Says over here, in halacha, Lamed Aleph.
Al Menashe Ani Tzadik. Afilu Rosh Gomer Harizem Nikudeshes Misofik.
Now what that means is, you just passed her from every single Kohen in the world. That's it. Now she's Mikudeshes Sofik, which is not a good status to have. Because you got to fix it one way or another. She's got to get divorced. She's got to have a Kiddush and Vadai. She's in total no man's land. She's ushered to everyone, including this guy. If this is just a nice Musar Vort, Shema Hira Tshuva Belibo, it's okay. So we're trying to inspire you. The Gemara's trying to be nice. This is not a Halacha. Listen how far the Mabit takes it, and I saw it's also the Chelkas Mechokek, and it's brought down in there's a Piskei Tshuva here also. A Likut Meforshim, the one in Yeshiva. What happens if you did something wrong, Ben Al Chaver? Apidin, you stole from somebody. Apidin, what you have to do is, you have to go over, that bet Mechila, you have to ask him Mechila, you have to pay him back. So this guy's a Rosh Hashanah. Includes Gezela and a bunch of other really nice stuff. So what do you mean, Shema Hira Tshuva Belibo? There's no way he's a Tzadik Gomer. He didn't, wasn't Mafias anybody. He didn't go and pay anybody back. So Itaka brings down. Now the Chalkas Mechokek says, and it's just the Beis Shmuel brings him, maybe it's a Machlokas. But as soon as you have that Hira Tshuva Belibo, and you have in mind, you're going to find the guy, and you're going to ask Mechila, and you're going to pay him back. Immediately you're a Tzadik Gomer, and you are Mikudeshes. So when you're saying Vidui for the sixth time on Yom Kippur, and you get a little bit of an inspiration, a little bit more of a cracks, you have to know that means something. It means something mamish ne'olam halacha. It's not just, you know, like, I don't want to say just a Musar Vort. Musar is Torah in the same way. We just don't always view it that way. But you're holding by literally changing yourself with that here at Tshuva Ad Kedei Kach, you can make a Safi Kedushin from it, and she needs a get. Maybe two more points. Maybe one quick one after that. So we hear again, right? We're trying what's in your vidui. What's in your vidui is, it's too dim. There's an alchet, and you can't fool yourself. And Zachreinu L'chaim is your ruchnius status, it's your nitzchius. I once heard Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, I don't know if I saw it in Sire or not, said that if you spend, a person who spends less time on that Zachreinu L'chaim is mamash rotzeach. You have to put your full kaiches into it, that's where it's at. And that's not just your physical, it's your ruchni. And there's two vortlich in vidui. And you have to know, even if it's year after year, you have to know every little drop makes a difference. And it's lehalacha, every little drop makes a difference. And when it's already the seventh time you're saying vidui, and you feel it's all out, so then think about, oh, now I can be a sis kechol asher tzivisani. Now, one last thing, two. You find you have to take advantage of the Kedusha Sayyam. Because while we started with we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have that automatic kapara, but Rav Shradron brings down in Kol Dodi the Perek Ezer Hashem B'Tshuva, page Kuf Chaf Aleph, he brings down from the Saba Mikel. We say this pasuk every time. Maybe if you hold it in, it will help your kavana also. It's important to find little pieces of the tefillah where you feel a new warmkeit. So when you're davening on Yom Kippur, there's something more there. So listen to this pshat. Pasuk says, "Mochisi ka'af pishach chonon chatasecha." Hashem is going to wipe away the. I'm going to forgive your pishoyim and your chatoyim like a cloud. They'll be wiped away like a thick one, a thinner one, and then it ends. Shuva elai kiga al ticha. Come back to me because I'm going to redeem you. It's pashut akash. Why is he taking away the chatoyim and the pishoyim before the tshuva? Right, it should be shuva elai kiga al ticha. And now I'm going to take away the pshayim and the chatoyim. Like, that's how I thought it's supposed to work. He says, the pshat's not like that. You have to understand what Yom Kippur is. The itzumo shoyom of Yom Kippur takes away your timtum halev. It's so hard the rest of the year. That's part of pshat and why you fast. Because your whole life you're in milchama. Your body and your neshama. And your body, frankly, is what we call home court advantage, because it's in this world. And before you got your Yetzer Tov, your body was in charge for 13 years. And as a baby, you would cry, and every gashmi will was brought to you. Part of the whole fast is to break that hold and to break you free. And the Yitzumo Shoyom takes away your Timtum Halev. Ah, now Shuvah Hashem. Hashem first takes away the Chatayim. First takes away the Pshayim. Now Shuvah Elah. Now you can come back, because now you're cleansed. That's what we're gaining on a Yom Kippur. That's what we're walking away with. One last point. I heard this. I was once working with a group of teenagers over a summer. From the story you'll know, I will not tell you where. We had a shtickle problem, let's say, with their lishinus and how they spoke at various times of the day, like almost all day. So, I had the schluss at that time of, there's Rabbi Stuhlberger and I happened to be in the same place. He's Rosh Yeshiva in LA. He's a very good speaker and he knows how to talk to guys. I asked him to come in and speak to the boys. So he asked the following kasha. He said, I don't understand Kol Nidri. What's Kol Nidri? Every nether, right? It's basically like one big Hataras Nadarim. Didn't we just do that? And what's so special about Hataras Nadarim? That's like, you know, everyone thinks about Kol Nidre, and everyone sits there and they're crying. Well, what is it in the Kol Nidre that's such a big deal? So you have to understand the beginning of Yom Kippur the following. You have to understand the power you contain in your speech. You could look at something, and you could say, Havei Allah, and you can aser it to you. And you took something mutter, and you completely change its halachic status of speech. And there's no more important thing for you to know walking into Yom Kippur than the power you have in your speech. Because that's what the day is about. It's all about your davening, and it's all about the vidui, and it's all about the going and the cleansing and the walking out. The malev is gone, and the madrega you could reach when you're done. But it all starts with the power that you contain in when you speak. So Kol Nidri is a message. And the message is that when you talk and when you say, so to them was one message. But for us, the message is what the Vort is really about, which is Yom Kippur. And that message is that as we approach the day, and the Yitzumo Shoyom happens no matter what, that Hasoras HaTimtum Halev is not to do with you. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu setting you up. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Midas Ha'ein. He wants to cleanse you. He's setting everything up for that moment in Yom Kippur. Then you have to use your path. And part of that is the vidui. And if you're not going to go over it before Yom Kippur, you're a posheya. You need to sit down, you need to look at it, you need to make a real cheshvin and nefesh. The vidui needs to mean something. One of them is, achei shechaton lefanecha bevidui path. That one you don't want to be busy with on Yom Kippur. So it has to be real. But you have to understand the power that contains in it for us to achieve a kapara. In the Mirat Hashem, we should use the day out, the Yitzumo Shoyom, so we should all reach that second vidui, where we walk out mamish feeling and shooting for and doing a sisi kechol asher tzivison. Gemar chasim atoy.
Super as well.